Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We go where the news and information is. Not the hype, but the news and information that's actually important to all three humans on this planet. Then rarely does the news that we're covering coincide with what the dominant mainstream media is reporting on. But today, and throughout the weekend, it will be. And that is the D.C. madam predicted she would be suicided on this radio show in multiple interviews, one only a month and 15 days ago today. Back on March 13th, and we're going to play that compilation in full, the one John put together yesterday. Other people have been digging up other things she said on the show about how if she basically didn't get a fair shake, she was going to start naming big names. Well, she probably should have named those big names. I told Wayne Madison yesterday, you better name your sources. You better go public now if you know it's Dick Cheney and, of course, John McCain, who were being serviced by Deborah Jean Palfrey's girls, the D.C. madam. I mean, this is something where I don't even like talking to people on the phone about this now, because everything I know is out in the open. Don't send a hit team or have two Austin police officers who just got back from Iraq and work for the Mossad or whoever pull me over and shoot me five times and then say I had a gun like they just did a CIA commander a couple days ago who was leaving George Bush's senior's house, it looks like. I mean, it's getting really bad, folks, when they got police hit teaming people right on the side of the Houston Highway. Who was involved with the Houston police chief and the CIA clandestine officers club and everything else. And, oh, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. I got a bunch of calls from CNN, Fox, you name it, yesterday afternoon. And now I'm told that Geraldo Rivera was plugging me on Fox last night. Popular talk show host Alex Jones talked to her, and she said she wouldn't commit suicide. Fox called me and said, can we play the clip? And I said, sure, knock yourselves out. I mean, that's the whole point of that, is getting this out. They had Larry Flint on, I'm told, on the same show, but I haven't gotten the full transcript. I've got the transcript of Larry Flint. That's an article Paul Watson wrote today for PrisonPlanet.com. And Larry Flint came on and said that, I believe they murdered her. I talked to her. She was upbeat. She was going to keep fighting. And I believe that they murdered her. They then trotted out this individual who, get this, writes a government apology books saying the CIA didn't kill Robert Kennedy. Doesn't matter that the film footage has been released of three CIA section chiefs, some that were involved, by the way, in the JFK assassination there, or that they were handling Sirhan, or that the forensics, the coroner, the acoustics experts, the head of the National Forensics Association, we had him on a few weeks ago, have all analyzed it, and it's clear that CIA operative, Mr. Caesar, who happened to, by the way, work at a Skunk's Work base, shot him in the back and the back of the head. Didn't matter, his suit had point-blank burns on it, and witnesses saw it. Doesn't matter. Now this guy who wrote a government apology saying Vince Foster committed suicide, saying that Robert Kennedy was shot once, only shot by Sirhan, only by one shooter. He wrote a bunch of other apology pieces. I mean, that's what this guy does. And he's also been caught, according to mainstream news, fabricating false statements of people before. He claims Sirhan told him that he did shoot Kennedy. Sirhan's on record saying he remembered nothing. He'd been given an amnesiac. People who were in the room when this guy interviewed Sirhan said that Sirhan said no such thing. He has no tape of it. He has no tape of Deborah Jean Palfrey telling him that, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Within minutes of it being announced, he's in Time Magazine online. Oh, she called me and said she was going to do it. But we have a tape saying she wouldn't. See, we have the tape. But the media ignores that other than Geraldo Rivera.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we really have a huge radio broadcast lined up for you today. In the first hour, we'll be talking about the D.C. Madam murder. And that's exactly what it is. Her murder was a suicide, like the Federal Reserve is a federal agency. It's not a federal agency, and she was not suicide. She was suicided. I'm not going to open the phones up until later in the broadcast with Tex Mars and then with Michael Hoffman, who'll be with us for 2 hours, by the way. Tex in studio in about 50 minutes. And we're going to have live video feed for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, or PrisonPlanet.tv members. You'll be able to watch us in studio in the second hour. And then, of course, I'll have the video cam back on, as it always will be, in the fourth hour. And I may even go into overdrive with Hoffman for 2 hours, 3 hours, who knows, if he'll do it with us. But who knows what will happen. He's with us for 2 hours today. But I will, anytime there's new developments in the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder case, I will be covering that. Folks, this isn't just about them killing this poor woman. It's about how stupid they think we are. They kill a high-level CIA spymaster in Houston. They just have the cops pull him over, gun him down, shoot him repeatedly, and go along with that. They killed Miss Britton, one of her call girls, who had been reportedly hooked up with some high-powered people connected to the White House. And that's probably why they then froze her bank accounts and raided her. That happened right after she, quote, suicided. And she was just going into court for prostitution, And she did shoot her mouth off and said, I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to talk about why you're not going after the high-powered Johns. This is hypocritical. Well, you should have just gone to court and shut your mouth, according to the system, because they killed her, who was just facing a few months in jail, max. Her whole family said she was about to graduate from college, happy, Miss Britton, but she hung herself, and then now her employer hung herself. This is how it works. You pull up in your car, you get out, you get tased, you get drug into the shed, and they hang you. You never even know they killed you. That's really their favorite way of doing it. I mean, even if you're a man who can fight back, they hit you with high-powered tasers that are 2-3 times more powerful, and just instantly you're knocked out, and they hang you. That's how it works. So, one of the U.S. attorney assistants there in Maryland who was investigating all this, they stabbed him 30-plus times with a knife. The police first reported he was tortured to death. They ran over him with his own car afterwards. Then later they said, oh, no, he murdered himself. He stabbed himself 30-plus times, tortured himself, and then drove his own car over him in a creek. Like I said, folks, they may start publicly executing us and having the executioner with a battle axe cut your head off on television during the halftime Super Bowl and then call it suicide. I mean, I joke around about this, but they could just have, they don't even have to hire foreign hit squads or hitmen anymore. They don't even do that. Under national security, they take a large portion of the special operators out of Delta Force, Navy SEALs. On their graduation in Delta Force, they have you read The Prince in 10 hours by Machiavelli, and then you've got to write an essay on it. And if you say, "Ends doesn't justify the means, I won't kill innocent people, I don't believe in corruption and guarding good with pure evil," as they twist it, and they go, oh, you answered correctly, you'll be put into this area now. But if you answer, yeah, I believe in killing innocent people and murdering children and everything else, you then get tested out in foreign hits and other things, and then you get taken out of Delta Force and put into death squads domestically, normally, in Texas, commanding Los Zetas Mexican troops, and you can car bomb and shoot judges and do whatever you want, and it's just back of the paper. Or if a local cop investigates your drug dealing operations or your child kidnapping rings or any of the things you do, you just kill the cop. And his fellow cops are cowards. They show up and see the cop tortured to death, and their higher-ups say, guys, unless you want this to happen to you, Officer Brown committed suicide. The cops stick their tails right between their legs, and that's the end of it. There's a problem. You see, in places like New York City, where people historically, in the last 150 years, they didn't previously, laid down to corruption, you had it bloom, and you had swaggering, corrupt thugs walking in, robbing shops, demanding payola, demanding you hire their family members, demanding that your 18-year-old daughter, 16-year-old daughter have sex with them, and the people learn to grovel and go along with it. Now, in Texas and Alabama and Arizona and California and Tennessee and places like that, you did that. It wasn't even a thing about being tough. It was who the people were. It was really genetic. See, the vanguard came over the sea, the most radical, the most aggressive, and then most of them got killed, and then only the strongest survived of that. And then when you get down to the frontier states, only the most vicious of those survived. And so people tried to run organized crime in the South, and people would just immediately kill you. And it was like, oh, you threatened me, you die. But now we've been domesticated, turned into coward scum. Now we have triad gangs, Mexican gangs, government gangs, total slaves, groveling cowards everywhere. Home of the cowards, home of the slaves, scum, filth in Texas. Just how it works, folks. And the government's trying to get your guns so you can't fight back, so they can just fully have their way with you. And so now we're going to live like they live in Chicago. We're going to live like they live in Moscow. We're going to live like they live in New York. We're going to live like coward slaves. That's how it works. That's the journey into enslavement. But we will open the phones up only if you saw Fox News coverage of what exactly they said. I'm told they even played a clip on one Fox show of my radio show and did give credit that it was the fact that Palfrey said that she wouldn't commit suicide. Of course, they're just trying to create a new big controversy for ratings over all of this. But that's fine. Use the enemy's own tactics against them, because we need to get this out that she was murdered. But again, let me just say clearly on the record, because I'm getting a lot of death threats. They've been killing people in Austin lately. Let me just state it unequivocally. If I get murdered and they say it's suicide, or I had a heart attack, or a bolt of lightning strikes me, or Austin cops who just so happened to just get out of, you know, one of the military contractor companies. You know, you have two rookie cops pull me over and kill me. Okay, I did not aim a gun at them. Okay, I'm not doing that. And or if, you know, I hang myself. Not true. I don't care. You know, if they lie on the media and say my wife said I was suicidal. You notice they never actually have the wife on TV. They just say the wife said that, and then they call up and threaten the wife to shut up. If any of that happens to me or anybody else, I mean, stop believing it. We have this exact MO, the same signature as it is in all the cases. See, it'd be hard for them to get into her house and kill her with her mother. But get her out of the car, and that's now being reported that, well, she went out and never came back. She just went out in the car and, yeah, and pulls up, got the little garage area, the little shed, storage shed, you know, under the carport, and bzzz, drag her in there, hang her. I mean, you're talking about a 2-3 minute job. Guaranteed, if you talk to neighbors, there was a power company truck were probably pulled up in front, maybe police officers. See, how this works now is they've got hit teams on every major police department. Started back in L.A. first in the mid-60s, now admitted. You can go read that in your crime history. Daryl Gates even brags about it. With CIA hit teams in L.A., and then they call them the Vikings today, the subgroup in L.A. But how this works is, I've even met some of them, by the way, and I mean the real deal, folks. How this works is, let's say they're going to run a hit on me. They'll wait till my wife's out of town, generally, and they'll just open my back door, come in on me when I'm asleep, hang me right there in the closet. And then, in case I fought back, in case something went wrong, they'll have cops waiting down the street. That's what it looks like with this guy they just whacked in Houston. And let's say I happen to be up. Let's say I happen to, you know, one chance out of ten, fight them off or get out. The cops will run me off the road, claim I shot at them, and you'd see me driving down the road running. They would already have my cell phone, already jammed that immediately. I mean, they planned this out. This is a military op. They've even, in some of these ops, got helicopters standing by with weapons. I mean, they're going to get you. And that's how they operate. And so if I was going to fight my way out of my house, they'll just have Austin PD there to kill me. Nobody will ask, you know, why these guys were deployed, why they were waiting down the street. It's all about the gang. It's all about the evil. But your whole illusion's being shattered. You're killing so many people, doing so much obvious stuff. CIA cocaine plane just crashed again with 4 tons on board, pure from the source. CIA torture plane. Why do you think these guys will fly torture victims? Why do you think? Because they're making millions. Just the pilots are alone. They're all, I mean, it's just, they admittedly pay off colonels around $1 million in Iraq for one tour. A private gets 30 grand a year. Extra cash. You understand the magnitude of all of this? And it's total corruption. Just absolute. You've got total corruption, and then beneath it, a bunch of football-watching, well-meaning, patriotic dummies who are your average cops, FBI, and the general public. Just you hear them calling the talk radio, George Bush is a good American. We're all working together. You know, we're helping people in Iraq. I mean, just watching how many times you have to be taken? How many times you have to be lied to? How many times? I mean, you think the government really has your best interest at heart? You really think these global corporations have our best interest at heart? You really think they care about you? Nobody else asked Deborah Jean Palfrey out of hundreds of interviews she did about him killing him. But see, I did. I got the quote. Because I can see where things are going. That's why we always get the big story. Because we've got our head more in the game than all the other talk show hosts who have been throwing fits. All of them have. I don't know why you're so jealous of me. I'm on the tip of the spear.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, it's Willie Nelson.
I was a highwayman.
God love him.
On the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a bauble.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
Man, it's hard to turn these guys off. I don't know whose voice I love more. You know, only two of them are with us.
And when the yards broke off,
Chris Christopherson and Willie Nelson.
But I'm living still.
But he's living still.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide. We're steel and water.
This old boy's made the jump into hyperspace. He's not afraid of death anymore.
A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
Good old boys got old souls, I'm told.
They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around.
We got a Fox News clip, one of multiple ones, I'm told. We'll play it after the break. Mike Rivero's joining us. He's had run-ins with a guy putting out info.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side,
I'll find a place.
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain.
But I will remain.
But I will remain. And I'll be back again and again and again and again.
All right, let me shift gears into your loving government. Then we're going to come back and get into the Pauper case with huge new developments, by the way, and a total breakdown of what's happened. But, you know, every day I see articles about CIA being involved in drug running around the world. Every day I see stories about police being caught dealing drugs and guns. Every day I see stories about school teachers, police officers, truancy officers, CPS workers, raping children, raping women, raping men. And if you think I'm trying to demonize you, I don't cover it 99 times out of 100 because I got other stuff to cover. I saw two separate articles last night and this morning surfing for news today. Didn't even print them. I walk in and Aaron Dykes hands me another CPS worker raping kids, reportedly. And this is in one day. Okay. By the way, it's not a low-level CPS worker. It's the director. Oh, yeah. I mean, folks, you don't get the director job, in my experience, unless you're a hardcore child rapist. I mean, you want to arrest the pedophiles. I mean, people actually raping small children? Go raid every house of every CPS director. And I'm telling you, 90%, you're going to find it. I'm not just saying that. But no, they're going to raid somebody's house and claim they've got a 16-year-old accidentally downloaded from MySpace. That's the type of stuff these pedophile ring cops raid. And frankly, I've had enough of it. Why don't you raid yourselves, you sick freaks? Look at this. Three of these today. KTAR-TV, the Valley homepage. Former CPS worker accused of molesting family members. An Arizona Department of Economic Security employee was arrested for child molestation and booked in a Maricopa County jail on Wednesday. David Wigton, 57, looks like a piece of trash. They almost look the same. He only worked as a supervisor in a family corrections program and served more than 20 years before in various child welfare positions, including child protective services. Wigton was booked on one count of child molestation, two counts of sexual misconduct with a minor, two counts of furnishing obscene material to a minor, and two counts of obstructing a criminal investigation. The victims, a 4-year-old girl and two teenage boys, are either direct family members, children, stepchildren, or stepgrandchildren of Wigton. Yeah, it's generational. And I bet this boy's got some pentagrams in a trunk in the basement, too. Get in there. Move quick. Probably a lot. Oh, but you won't, because your commanders are probably doing God knows what with this guy. I'm sick of evil breeding everywhere. We're all under danger. That's why I'm so angry. I'm just like a dog, folks, that sees a big old wolf in the backyard. I just go crazy, and that's normal. I just want to wake everybody up so we can take this country back and arrest every one of these people. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all.
Welcome back. We're about to give you focused analysis of exactly what's happened with Deborah Jean Palfrey, blow by blow with Mike Rivero, who's actually sparred with this individual who is a professional debunker. What he does is he comes out and provides uncorroborated quotes that people supposedly tell him in secret of how Bobby Kennedy was really killed by one person and how Vince Foster, of course, committed suicide, and on and on and on. But meanwhile, we have the tape of her saying she would never kill herself and wouldn't commit suicide, and CNN and ABC and Time won't report on that. It's Fox News that is. What a strange world we live in. Just like it was Fox News that reported on the Israelis jumping and celebrating and the art students in 9/11. Carl Cameron. Very, very weird. We'll talk to Mike Rivero in one moment. Don't forget, next hour, Tex Mar is scheduled to be in studio with us. Then we're going to have alternative historian, a former AP writer, great researcher, amazing individual, Michael Hoffman, joining us for 2 hours. May go into overdrive with him, because I may have him on a bit later on the show and do 10, 15-minute Deborah Jean Palfrey update at 2 o'clock. But that is coming up as well. So don't forget, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, next hour you'll be able to see Tex Mars in studio. The live webcam will be up, fired up, and going. Before I go to Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com is always on the cutting edge of exposing these murders. That's how he started WhatReallyHappened.com in the mid-1990s, was exposed to the Vince Foster killing. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a couple of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible. One of them is eFoods Direct. My friends, listen very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay alive. The prime rule of power is you control nations with oil and people with food. In countries with ethnic cleansing, they euthanize the elders and kill the young, preferably before they're born, and starve everybody else in between. Bullets and the manpower to pull triggers are too expensive. They stage food breakdowns that make you come to them, basically. Give eFoods Direct a call, high-quality, storable foods. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You can't miss the giant banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's also Interfood, the best green food I've found out there, bar none. Big fat banner to Inner Health Botanicals, their company, with a whole line of fabulous products at InfoWars.com. By linking through on that banner on InfoWars.com to Interfood.com, on that subpage you get 10% off on all your purchases by following that link. You can also give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off. 1-866-762-9238. 20 superfood ingredients. It's not, quote, vitamins. It's just the condensed superfoods full of vitamins and minerals and trace elements, so you absorb 100% of it. 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com. Okay, got to move quick because I got two Fox News clips. One this morning covering what Deborah Jean Palfrey said here on the show before she died a month and a half ago, and then Geraldo Rivera last night. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Mike Rivero to break down what we're witnessing. Mike, try to boil it down for us.
Well, just really simply, Deborah Jean Palfrey, both on your show and on my show, had indicated she was never, ever going to consider suicide, and went so far as to say that if she were ever found dead, if it looked like a suicide, that it was not, that it was going to be murder. There was still information that she had been holding back. She'd used it to make some kind of a deal with the prosecutors. That obviously had not worked. And everyone's talking about this 55-year potential sentence she was facing, but the reality is within the sentencing guidelines, it may have been as little as 4 years for the specific crimes that she was convicted of. And so, if you look what happened to the homemaking lady, I'm blanking on her name,
Martha
anyway,
Stewart.
The point is, it would have been only 4 years, and, that's not something that anybody's going to kill themselves over. There was always the appeals process to go through. But supposedly, Jean was looking at a tell-all book where she was going to put all of the stuff out there, including the stuff that had not been in the original phone records. And obviously there's a lot of people who are sleeping a lot better in Washington, D.C. tonight now that Ms. Palfrey and this other one, Brandy Brittany, have been so conveniently suicided.
Now there's also a individual who has suddenly come out and claimed with no evidence that she magically called him and said, I'm not going to go to prison, I'm going to kill myself. And that magically, within an hour of this being announced, was already on Time Magazine online. And we have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com about this guy where it's come out that mainstream media has reported that he has reportedly made up statements before claiming that Sirhan told him, though Sirhan's always told everyone he remembered nothing, told him, but the witnesses who were there said he didn't say it, and Sirhan says it's a lie, that he did remember shooting at Robert Kennedy. And I've seen reports that you reportedly have debated this guy. Are you aware of who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's Dan Moldea, and we went head-to-head over the Vincent Foster case. He still has a webpage at his website where he specifically goes after me on the Foster case because I had publicly challenged him on the inconvenient facts to the suicide conclusion. And what he basically says on his page is he acknowledges all these facts I point out are true, but he simply dismisses them as red herrings and it's not important and this is not what you should pay attention to. And he goes back to the official story again and again. But, you know, he's basically another individual in the same mold as Gerald Posner. He makes his money supposedly pretending to be an independent investigator.
Now, Posner admittedly has worked with the CIA. And it's come out all these fake Pentagon news and billions in fake newscasts. And it's amazing. He does whitewashes on RFK, JFK, Vince Foster, and now he pops up and says, oh, I talked to her. She said she was going to kill herself.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the fact that they trotted out Dan Moldea on this, you know, on this story so quickly is a flashing neon sign saying cover up, cover up, cover up.
Continue.
If I had had any doubts at all that this was not an assassination, the fact that Moldea is attached to it basically erased them. You know, that's a clincher as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we know that they don't even hire hitmen now. It's just institutionalized special forces hit teams and local police hitmen everywhere. But they just murdered this Palestinian activist, cut his body up, bound him, and the local police in Austin said it was a suicide. The first police said it was a murder. They're killing U.S. attorneys, assistant U.S. attorneys, torturing them. The first police say it's a murder scene. Later they say it's that it's suicide. I mean, isn't the establishment in risk of just totally turning us into a third world country where everybody knows that the police are murderers?
I think we're already there. I mean, if you look at the video from that gentleman, Carnaby, down in Houston the other day, I mean, the cop just walks up and blows him away while he's trying to get out of the car. And, you know, just absolutely just laid him right out there on the ground without any question.
Well, see, that video, by the way, is out there. I've been telling everybody that soon they'll be blowing our heads off on TV. I said that last month. I'm not joking. They'll probably make me kneel down, machine gun me in the back, battle axe my head off, your head off, maybe tie us down and draw and quarter us, and then say we committed suicide. I mean, it's getting that crazy. He walks up, and he just shoots him.
He just absolutely blows him away. And I just want to say something on the record here right now, Alex. You sound very cheerful to me. You sound very happy, very contented.
Well, I have been getting a lot of really serious death threats lately.
Well, I'm not surprised, and it's just an indicator of how effective you are, because you know the old saying, if you're catching the flak, it means you're over the target. But you're absolutely correct. They're getting very brazen in this ability to simply whack people at will. And it's like they don't even care if we know what's going on or not. They just go through the motions, and they know that as long as they can create some kind of a plausible deniability, the courts and the Congress will do absolutely nothing about it. But getting back to Deborah Jean Palfrey, of course, she was on my show a little while ago, and basically there was more yet to come out, and I'm certain that probably her mother's safety deposit box, if she has one, has been gotten into. On closer examination, we'll find that what was left of Deborah Jean's property has been gone through at her mother's house. I know a lot of people are hoping that Deborah Jean had a couple of dead man switches set up where some of this information was still being saved, because, it was an indication that this went really very high, that it was it reached far more than simply the escorts ring, that it was linked in fact, with this other gentleman, Jonathan, I'm blanking on his name, the guy who was stabbed 30 times.
The assistant U.S. attorney.
Yeah, the assistant U.S. attorney, that in point of fact, this is the tip of another monster scandal as shocking as the Franklin scandal. And they're out to cover it up and just shut this down just as quickly as they can.
Well, I see a key nexus here. You have the Miss Brittany, who worked for her. And Palfrey said on the show that she believed the evidence pointed towards murder, that she wasn't suicidal, that she was facing a few months in jail, that she was going to fight it. that she was angry that she was going to list names. She was tired of hypocrisy. And then suddenly she hangs herself in her $400,000+ paid off home. Now they expand out from there. As soon as they murder her, suddenly they sting Palfrey. And I don't know why Palfrey, I even brought this up on air with her, couldn't see it. They wanted to have an indictment on her to discredit her if she was able to leak this stuff out while they investigated and found out if she did have dead man switches. And then once she was convicted, she had made noises on this show, on your show, and others that she was going to go ahead and release the big names, not just the phone list, and so they had to kill her. And you watch, in the next month, they're going to kill more of her girls. They'll probably taser them and hang them the same way. They love to kill you in your garage, folks. They'll also, you know, what they do is you drive into your garage, they come out from behind boxes, they taser you, then they put you in your car, carbon monoxide, you know, they turn the car on, oh, you killed yourself that way. I mean, they have all these favorite ways of doing things. And so I see that nexus point. That's why they sick the FBI on her. That's why they charged her. Because, again, the first thing they do, they think you're going to – Abel Danger. You got this colonel who's saying the government was protecting the hijackers. So they started, you know, going after him for $68 in phone bills to his wife and bring that out that he's a crook for something that was like taking a pencil home. Mike Rivero, your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing the government. I'm seeing panic reactions here. There's a lot of stuff that's bubbling to the surface, and we're dealing with an administration. We're dealing with a government which has a long history of cleaning house, as Luther Parks put it during the Clinton years, just before he himself was gunned down. And the idea that we have these assassination teams running across the country is not new. It was reported not too long ago that Israel has assassination teams inside the U.S. with the U.S. government permission, and that they're going after people who are perceived as a threat to the status quo in Israel, including possibly this Palestinian gentleman who was tied up and drowned and then claimed to be a suicide. But, you know, it is getting so overt. I mean, when you have people who are tied up and duct tape and thrown in a lake and they claim it's suicide, you know, nobody's buying that. Nobody is believing that. I mean, as you said, even Fox News on Fox and Friends is expressing doubt that Palfrey committed suicide. You know, when Fox News is expressing doubt, that the story has really started to fall apart. And, but they obviously don't care. They don't care if we know they're carrying out these murders.
I think this is a message. I mean, they also, Mr. Hamid, they sliced him up. He was also sliced open, Mike. We talked to the head a person at his mosque who washed the body, and it was not an autopsy. He was butchered and tortured and just sliced into huge pieces. They brought him a bag with just everything slabbed and stabbed open. The whole head bashed out, brain gone.
Yeah, that's and yet for our police authority and the media to claim it's a suicide really indicates just, you know, how completely, totally compromised the mainstream media and even our domestic law enforcement is right now. And, you know, people want to know why we don't respect the police anymore. It's because the police are not working for law enforcement. They are enforcing the dictatorship.
Exactly. Do people, cops, listen to me. Do people respect Mexican cops? Do you? Everybody knows they're systemically, system-wide corruption, okay? Do people respect Russian police? No. Did people respect the Nazis? No. Do we respect communist Chinese police? No. I mean, it's real simple. Mike, this is disgusting.
It is. We respect only those people who are deserving of respect. And I know if you go into the court system, the judge will say, I'll teach you to respect me. And the response there is, no, you can teach me to fear you, but you can't teach me to respect you. Respect has to be earned. And we're in a state with our country right now where, you know, respect and trust take decades to build, and it's shattered with the first lie. We have a country in which the American people know the government is lying, they are carrying out assassinations, they're starting wars with lies. I don't think there's hardly anybody in this country that really respects the government anymore, even those people getting government paychecks.
Well, I want to add,
know in their heart of hearts what's going on.
Exactly. I want to add, they ordered these men and women to torture, and they're just as guilty. But the people above them are even more guilty. They ordered them to torture. Now we even have the executive order, not just the White House and Justice Department memos and chief counsel memos. And then one guy who tortured people to death under orders in Kabul, He went public in his defense and said, okay, I'm going to give you the orders, which are now public. They sealed that under Patriot Act, charged him under terrorism. You understand, guys? They will set you up. I don't understand how the hitmen that go and kill CIA field guys like the guy in Houston, doesn't that cop know? The cops said, don't you know you're going to end up getting it now? Don't the idiots know that whoever killed Palfrey is going to end up dead in the next year? Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. The first rule of assassination, you kill the assassins. When Lee Oswald was not killed at the Texas movie theater, that's when Jack Ruby was sent in to kill him. And then as soon as Jack Ruby was in his jail cell, he was given injections that made him sick and eventually died. And, yeah, the assassins will be assassinated themselves, and that's a message you need to get out, because these people running around and carrying out these killings, they are also marked.
All right, Mike Rivero, thank you so much for joining us. I want you to pop back in with me Sunday, if you can, on the Sunday show, okay?
Okay, you got it. I'll be there.
Thanks a million. All right, we'll be right back with some Fox News clips talking about this report. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Okay, let's go ahead and go to the first clip. This is Geraldo Rivera last night talking about the Devergene Palfrey case and how it could be a murder, and of course reporting on her interview here last month, or now a month and a half ago in March.
So clearly she had suicide on her mind. However, in the most recent months, she spoke to Alex Jones, a well-known conspiracy theorist, radio talk show host. Quote, no, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning on going into court and defending myself vigorously and exposing the government. That was just pre-conviction. Then when one of her hookers, remember the University of Maryland professor Brandy Britton,
right,
who was also convicted of prostitution charges in 2006, Brandy Britton killed herself. And at the time, Deborah Jean Palfrey said, I guess I'm made of something that Brandy Britton wasn't made of. But still, the blogs are alive, Greg, with conspiracy theorists who say that because she had all this additional information, you know that Senator David Ditter, the Republican from Louisiana, was among her clients. They say that there was a whole list of other rich and powerful names that she could have exposed,
right,
and chose not to for one reason or another.
But that list, Geraldo, does not die with her, though.
Well, the best witness, though, dies with her. You know, I believe that this was exactly because there were multiple handwritten suicide notes in that shed where she hung herself by a metal beam in the ceiling. The probability, the overwhelming probability, is that it is, as the initial report suggests, a clear-cut suicide. But I do maintain that you will be hearing a lot more of this,
yeah,
from conspiracy theorists who say that this is a murder designed to look like a suicide to cover up more information. It's far-fetched, but I believe that you'll be hearing a lot. They say that she'll be the Vince Foster's the Vince Foster of the Democrats.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't do it in front of his family.
Look, the Department of Justice,
in D.C., according to Dan Mulder, the crime reporter I talked to, he said, you know what, 5 decades behind bars for running this prostitution ring, he said, this is the Department of Justice using a cannon to kill a fly. You agree?
I totally do, but I also think that she would have gotten something more on the order of 5 years. I don't believe 55 years was ever really on the table.
Yeah, but at her age, 5 years, tough time.
She wasn't that old. She's mid-50s. Her poor mom, 76 years old, is ill. She was the sole support for her mom.
All right.
The mom now.
We'll come back and play the next clip, then text Mars in studio. But as we start the next hour, we're going to come back with this morning's clip from one of the Fox national TV programs. The key here is that we have an individual who debunks for the government, who has been caught reportedly making things up, making up quotes, popping out of a jack-in-the-box, and then the report's up on prisonplanet.com, just coming out of nowhere and saying he talked to her and she said that she was going to kill herself if she had to go to prison, which is the opposite. She said here that she would never kill herself. And then I also talked to her off air during some of the breaks. I remember saying, are you worried they'll kill you? And she said, well, yes, but it is scary. I do get followed some. You're hearing an exclusive here. I was going to wait to bring this up later in the show, but why not just bring it up now? I just want to get everything I know about this lady out. And that's basically it. And I said, so you'll never commit suicide even if... And I believe John Harmon may be a witness to this because he doesn't on purpose listen to me during the breaks, but he's in Minnesota. I'm in Texas, so when I talk to a guest, he hears it. So I meant to ask John today if he remembers me talking to her during a break because I talk to guests a lot during the break. And I said, would you ever commit suicide? You need to be clear about this. And she said, look, there's no need. Everybody knows I'll never commit suicide. I'm going to fight this. Even if I go to prison, I'm going to appeal this. And I just wish I'd have got her to say that on air. So there you have it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.